This is the Sakar Murli of 29th of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are true Raj Rishis and your duty is to do tapasya. It is only by doing tapasya that you children become worthy of worship. Question, which effort makes you worthy of worship for all time? Answer. When you make effort to ignite the lights of souls and make Tamopradan souls Satopradan, you will become worthy of worship for all time. Those who are careless and make mistakes at this time will cry a lot. If you don't make effort to pass, you will experience punishment from Dharamraj and you will not be worshipped. Those who have to experience punishment will not be able to raise their eyes. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to you spiritual children. First of all, he tells you children to consider yourselves to be souls. First is the soul and then the body. Everywhere at the exhibitions and museums and in class, you first have to caution everyone. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. When you children sit here, not all of you sit in soul consciousness. Even while sitting here, your thoughts wander in all directions. What do they do in satsangs until the sadhu comes? They definitely sit with one thought or another. Then, when the sadhu comes, they begin to listen to the story he relates. The father has explained, it is on the path of devotion that something is related and people listen to it. The father explains that all of that is artificial. There is nothing in that. The deep mala that they celebrate is also artificial. The father has told you that your third eye of this knowledge has to be opened so that there can be light in every home. Now there is darkness in every home. All of that light is external. You sit in total silence to ignite your lights. You children know that your sins are cut away by stabilizing in your original religion. It is only on this pilgrimage of remembrance that your sins of many births are cut away. The lights of souls have gone out. All the petrol of power has been used up. You souls will now be filled again as you become pure. There is the difference of day and night. People now worship Lakshmi so much. Some children write asking whether Lakshmi or Mother Saraswati, Ma, is greater. Lakshmi just belongs to the one Sri Narayan. When they worship Mahalakshmi, they show her with four arms. That image represents the two of them. Actually, that should be called the worship of Lakshmi and Narayan. They show a four-armed image because the two of them are together. But human beings don't understand anything. The Unlimited Father says, everyone has become senseless. Would a physical father say to the children of the whole world that they are senseless? You children now know who the father of the world is. He himself says, I am the father of all souls. All of you are my children. Those sadhus say that all are God. You understand that the Unlimited Father is explaining this unlimited knowledge to you souls. Human beings have become body conscious. They say, I am so and so. They continue to interact with each other on the basis of the names of their bodies. Shiv Baba is incorporeal, the Supreme Soul. The name of that soul is Shiva. It is only Shiv Baba whose name is given to the soul. He is the Supreme Soul, God, and his name is Shiva. All the other many souls have names given to their bodies. Shiv Baba doesn't reside here. He comes from the Supreme Abode. There is the incarnation of Shiva. The Father has now explained to you that all souls come here to play their parts. The Father too has a part. The Father carries out a very great task here. Since they believe in his incarnation, they ought to celebrate his holiday and also have a stamp of him. There should be a holiday for this in all countries, because the Father is the bestower of salvation for all. No one can know his birthday or the day of his departure, because he is unique. This is why they simply speak of Shivratri. You children know that for half a cycle, it is an unlimited day, and for the other half cycle, an unlimited night. When the night comes to an end, there is the day. The Father comes in between the two. This is the accurate time. When a baby is born, it is noted in the register of the municipality. Then, after 6 days, a name is given to the child. That is called the naming ceremony. Some call it Chati, the 6th day ceremony. There are so many languages. When they worship Lakshmi, they have fireworks, etc. You can ask them, you are celebrating the festival of Lakshmi, but when did she sit on the throne? They celebrate the coronation day of when she was seated on the throne. They don't celebrate her birthday. They place a picture of Lakshmi on a tray and ask her for wealth. They don't ask her for anything else. In the temples they would ask for anything, but on the day of Deepmala they only ask for wealth. However, she doesn't give wealth, but that is their faith. When someone performs worship with real faith, it's possible that he or she can receive wealth for a short time. That is temporary happiness. There has to be permanent happiness somewhere. They don't know about heaven at all. Nothing can be compared to heaven. You know that for half the cycle there is this knowledge, and for half the cycle there is devotion. Then there is disinterest. It has been explained to you that this world is old and dirty, and that a new world is therefore definitely needed. Vaikunth, paradise, is called the new world. It is also called heaven, paradise. The actors in this drama are imperishable. You children have now come to know how you souls play your parts. Baba has told you, whenever you explain to people at an exhibition, first of all show them this, your aim and objective, and explain how you can receive liberation in life in a second. Everyone definitely has to come into the cycle of birth and death. you can explain very well using the picture of the ladder. Devotion begins in the kingdom of Ravan. There is no name or trace of devotion in the Golden Age. This knowledge and devotion are separate. You now have disinterest in this old world. You know that this old world is now to end. A father always gives happiness to his children. A father beats his head so much for his children. He goes to gurus and sages in order to have a son, because he believes that if he has a son, he can leave all his property to him. If I have a son, I can make him my heir. A father never causes sorrow for his children. It is impossible. You cried out so much, calling out to the mother and father. Therefore, the spiritual father shows you, children, the path to happiness. Only the one father gives happiness. Only the spiritual father is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. This destruction too is to bring about happiness. How else would you attain liberation or liberation in life? However, no one understands this. Only those who are poor and weak come here, because only they can have the faith that they are souls. However, the body consciousness of all the rich, important people has become so strong, don't even ask. Baba repeatedly tells you, you are Raj Rishis. Rishis always do tapasya. They remember Brahm. They remember the element of light. Some even remember Kali, etc. Many sannyasis worship Kali. They call out to Mother Kali. The father says, at this time all are vicious. By sitting on the pyre of lust, they have become ugly. The mother, the father, and the children are all ugly. This is an unlimited matter. No one is ugly in the Golden Age. Everyone is beautiful. The father explains to you, children, when it was that you became ugly again. You gradually became more and more impure until you became completely ugly. The father says, Ravan made you sit on the pyre of lust and has made you completely ugly. I now once again make you sit on the pyre of this knowledge. It is souls that have to be made pure. The purifier father now comes and shows you how to become pure. How could water show you how to become pure? However, if you were to explain this to millions, only a handful out of those millions would understand this and claim a high status. You have now come to the Father to claim your inheritance for 21 births. As you make further progress, you will have many visions. You will know everything about your study. Those who are careless at this time will later cry a great deal. Punishment will be experienced, and your status will also be destroyed. You will not be able to raise your eyes. This is why the Father says, sweetest children, make effort and pass, so that you don't have to experience punishment. Only then will you become worthy of worship. If you have to experience punishment, you cannot be worshipped. You children have to make a great deal of effort. You have to ignite the lights of souls. At present, souls have become tamopradan. Therefore, they have to be made satopradan. A soul is just a point, it is a star. You cannot give it any other name. Baba has explained to you, children, that some have had visions of this. There is the example of Swami Vivekananda and Ramakrishna Paramhans. That one saw a light coming out of the other one, and so that could only have been a soul. He thought that it merged into him. A soul cannot come and merge into anyone. A soul goes and takes another body. At the end you will see a lot of this. There is nothing that is beyond name or form. The sky is said to be empty space, but it still has a name. You children understand that establishment takes place every cycle, and that it will definitely take place now. We Brahmins continue to make effort number-wise. Every second that passes by is said to be in the drama. The cycle of the whole world continues to turn. This cycle is of 5,000 years, and it continues to move like a louse. It continues to tick away. You sweetest children now simply have to remember the Father. While walking and moving around and doing everything, remember the Father. Only in this is there benefit. Sometimes Maya will slap you. You are Brahmins and you have to make others into Brahmins, similar to yourselves, like buzzing moths do. That buzzing moth is just an example. You are true Brahmins. It is you Brahmins who have to become deities. This is why you have the confluence age, to become the most elevated humans. You come here in order to become the most elevated humans. However, you first definitely have to become Brahmins. There is the top knot of Brahmins. You can explain to the Brahmin priests. There is your Brahmin clan, but there is no Brahmin kingdom. Who established your clan? Who is your senior or head? When you explain to them, they will become very happy. People give a lot of regard to those Brahmins because they relate the scriptures, etc. In earlier days, Brahmin priests used to go to Tairakis. Nowadays, children go to do this. You have to Tairakis on those who make a promise to remain pure. A promise definitely has to be made. We are making this promise in order to make Bharat pure again. You have to become pure and also enable others to become pure. No one else has the power to say this. You know that by becoming pure in this last birth, you will become the masters of the pure world. This is your business. There are no other human beings like this. You have to make them take an oath. The Father says, lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it. By conquering it, you will become the conquerors of the world. Lakshmi and Narayan definitely made effort in their previous birth. That was how they became Lakshmi and Narayan. You can tell people what they did to receive their status. There is nothing to be confused about in this. You don't experience happiness from this deep mala, etc. You have the happiness that you now belong to the Father and that you are to receive your inheritance from him. People on the path of devotion spend so much. There is so much loss. Sometimes there is even a fire. However, they don't understand anything. You know that you are, once again, going to go to your new home. The cycle will repeat identically, This is an unlimited film. It is an unlimited slide. Now that you belong to the unlimited Father, you should have immense happiness. We will definitely claim our inheritance of heaven from the Father. The Father says, make effort and take whatever you want. You definitely do have to make effort. It is only by making effort that you can become elevated. This Baba, old man, can become so elevated. Can you not become the same? Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Just as the Father always gives happiness to his children, so you too must become bestowers of happiness. Show everyone the path to liberation and liberation in life. 2. Do tapasya to become soul conscious. Become unlimited renunciates of this dirty old world. Blessing. May you have pure and positive thoughts for all and remain faithful by being aware of each one's speciality and creating a united gathering in one direction. According to the Dharma, each one of you has definitely received one speciality or another. So use that speciality and see the specialities of others. Be faithful to one another, and the motives behind what they say will change. When you see the specialities of each one, then although you are many, you will all be seen to be in unity, and the gathering will be united in one direction. When someone tells you something defamatory about another, then instead of supporting that one, transform the form of the one who is telling you that, and you will be said to be one who has pure and positive thoughts for others. Slogan. The treasure of elevated thoughts is the basis of your Brahmin life and of having an elevated reward. Avyakt signal. Increase the practice of the bodiless stage, ashariri and videhi. If you do not practice becoming bodiless in a second, the final moments will then be spent battling, and whatever you are weak in, whether it is your nature, in your having relationships with others, in your thought power, attitude, or being influenced by the atmosphere, whatever you are weak in, Maya will then test you in that particular thing in the last paper. Therefore, the practice of being bodiless is most essential. Om Shanti.